Good morning, you're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lou Migliori, who's with LGM & Associates. Lou, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. Most people know who you are, Lou. Don't need much introduction. You do write a column for us, and it's called Flooring Forensics, and I wanted to talk about the topic that is in our October issue with that column, and it's also a topic that is so important right now that I attended the Floor Expo meeting a couple weeks ago in Lake Tahoe, and they had a whole session on it, and this is about the limited supply of qualified installers in the floor covering business. It's a pretty big issue right now, isn't it?
It is, and it has been. It's not anything new. I mean, this storm has been brewing for quite some time, and nobody's really done anything about it. It's going to come back to bite the industry in the behind if something isn't done about it.
Let me just quantify a couple more things that elevate why it's a big issue right now. Obviously, we went through this economic downturn, so there was less flooring being installed, and so some of the people that didn't have a great partnership relationship with their retailers, they started looking for other things to do because they couldn't find work. They learned a new trade, so yep. Some of them left for that reason. So now as things are starting to pick back up, there are people out there that are good with their hands, and they look at their options. You know, they could be a carpenter, they could be an electrician, they could be a plumber, they could install HVAC, or they could do floor covering, and they're thinking, wait a minute, $2 a yard, I can't make a living. That's a big issue, isn't it?
It is, and again, it has been. The industry has beat up installers for years, and trying to get them to do the work for less and less money, and this is hard work. When you're dealing with flooring materials that are in a box, it's a little less difficult because you've got pieces that you're dealing with. When you're wrestling around rolls of carpet, this is tough work, bull work. This is the type of work that requires you to be in good physical condition, and it will beat up your body in a very short period of time. And as a result of the amount of work that you have to do and carrying these rolls in and putting them in your truck and unloading them and bringing them to wherever you're going to install them, and it's work that should not be compromised as far as floor covering dealers looking to pay the people who are doing this work as little as is possible. And the less you pay them, typically the less quality there is in the work. You're paying these guys a particular amount that is unrealistic in today's income categories because they've got to make a living and they've got to eat and they're working long, hard hours. They can't afford to get training, and even when they get training, there's no reward for them or compensation that is equal to the increase in their skills, and they can't afford the best tools. They can't afford to install the material according to the manufacturer's guidelines, and it results in all kinds of issues that make the jobs fall down and increase problems for the industry. It's not like guys go out there trying not to do a good job. They just aren't given any opportunities and advantages by people that are selling the product, and it's almost like they're a necessary evil in many cases. We're going to have a problem, and I've been saying this for years, because guys are not going to want to do this work, especially in the residential market, because they're not respected or appreciated. I talk to dealers every day all over the country. As a matter of fact, I just came back from Portland, Oregon, and I met with a retailer out there simply because she runs an extraordinary operation and has some great marketing ideas that should be employed across the board to bring in business. Her father started the business, and he was an installer, and so she has a great deal of respect for the installers and pays them well. As a matter of fact, she was telling me that during the economic downturn, everybody in the organization took a cut in pay, and she says, just recently, we just reinstated everybody and told our flooring guys, raise your prices. Now, I almost fell off my seat when I heard that, because that's the first time I've ever heard anybody in 43 years of being in the industry tell their people who are installing their materials to raise their price.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've been doing for a long time is we've been paying them, you know, by the unit. Yeah, you know, if we pay you $2 a yard, you know, there's other ways of compensating people. Obviously, if you pay them by the hour, some people would say, well, you're not incentivizing them to get them done in a hurry. But if you pay them by the hour and offer them benefits, then they become your employees. And by the way, as an aside, let me tell you, in July, we do research of retailers, and we ask them, are your installers employees or are they independent contractors? And in July 2014, we published this report, and it was 23% employees. The year before, it was 17%. So we're seeing a shift where some of these installers are being brought in. But if you pay them that way, some people would say, well, you know, they're going to take their time. But so taking their time, they may do a better installation, and it may give you your edge. It may be what separates you from the hack that's being contracted over at the home center that's going to mess things up and not do a good job. What do you think the solution is?
Well, I like the idea of paying them by the hour. I don't think that they're going to slack off on you because, first of all, how much more time are they going to take? They want to get the jobs done. The only time they're going to slack off if business is slow and they need to take their time and people want their materials installed as quickly as possible. So I don't know that that's a valid argument. You mentioned the big boxes, the home centers. I know a lot of the contractors who actually install this stuff, these big operations. Free ain't free. It's built into the price, and that's a whole other topic that we could talk about as far as, you know, going and beating yourselves up buying stuff from these people because you're not getting any deal. We've done some work on that relative to a case we were involved in, and we're much better off looking at an independent contractor or dealer than you are going to the big box. But these big operations who install these materials for these big boxes, they're making money. None of this stuff is free. People think so, but it's not the case. And I think that, unfortunately, the independent operators or maybe flooring dealers that have several stores may be intimidated by that, but if you know how to do business, you shouldn't have a problem. And one of the things is that you can sell installation as being, we are the best, and here's why. Our guys are trained. Our guys are this. You know, instead of cutting back on thinking that it's a necessary evil, if you know how to market, you can make this an advantage to you in your business. And I think that that's one of the things that we have to do. I think that people need to understand that the installation, you know, the stuff isn't worth anything until it's installed, Kevin.
Right, exactly.
So it's just ballast up to that point.
Yeah.
If it's installed properly, we warn our installation, we cover this, that, or the other thing. It's a whole package. And then you have to involve the people who are selling the material in it as well, because they've got to understand how each of the materials that they're selling is installed, so they understand it as well. So everyone's working as a team. And when you do that, you make money and you operate a very successful business, and you can market that. I think the article that I wrote for the last issue, I made the comment that comes from one of the Pogo cartoons, is that we have met the enemy and he is us. We continually do that in the industry in so many different respects, but particularly relative to our conversation here for installation. You look at it as a negative instead of a positive. You try to get these guys to work for free, and I use that as a relative term, but and get as much out of them as you can, try to make money on their labor, and it's wrong. I think that it's wrong. I think you need to have people who are well-trained, who are advantaged by every opportunity that you can expose them to as far as installation training by the manufacturers of the particular products, by going to independent training, and get these guys into this type of educational mode that you can go out and market and say, our installers are the best educated in the industry, bar none, and market that, and you'll be able to sell stuff.
Well, we're about to run out of time, but I'm going to tell you, this is a topic we could go on for a week or so on.
Oh, we could.
I'd like to talk about certification. Maybe we'll do that in another session, but again, it's good to talk to you. Be sure and read Flooring Forensics in the October issue. Again, been talking to Lou Migliori, who's with LGM & Associates, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.